In the first reading today, St. Paul talks to the Corinthians about the generosity that they have offered, and now he is asking that they would follow through with. In the context, that had to do with the collection that was being taken up to help the Christians who were being persecuted in Jerusalem. But we have to be able to recognize that it's far bigger than that. It is advice that St. Paul is giving for every single situation. We have to look at the question of our willingness, because God doesn't want anything forced upon us. So in other words, we could look at it and say, I have to go to Mass on Sunday because the church requires it and the third commandment requires it. It's true, it is required. But if we're going because we feel like we have our arm twisted behind our back and we're being forced to go there and we don't really want to be there, what good is it? Imagine standing before the Lord on Judgment Day and saying, well, I was there, wasn't I? I didn't want to be there. I didn't pray. I couldn't have cared less, but I was physically there. I took up a spot in a pew. Isn't that good enough to get into heaven? No. God wants a cheerful giver, St. Paul says. He wants us to do things willingly and out of charity. So just as he is challenging the people in Corinth to be able to follow through with their intent, he's going to look at that right across the board with us. So you can look at it with regard to anything that you're offering to the Lord, whatever it may be. Are you feeling like you're being pressured to do it, like you're being forced to do it, or are you doing it willingly? And if you're doing it willingly, are you doing it cheerfully? For instance, again, we can look at the situation St. Paul was talking about, and I suppose that those people in Corinth could have willfully given their money, grumbling all the way, I worked hard for this, and so on, just being human. Yeah, they did it willfully, but they maybe didn't do it cheerfully. Again, something all of us have to look at. Are we doing things with the right disposition? Again, if you think about it from another context, for those of you who are married, you made a vow to God. You made it willingly. And I hope, at least on the day of your wedding, you made it cheerfully. How's it doing today? Is it still willing? Is it still cheerful? Not the vow, the lived out reality. As St. Paul said, now it's time for the doing. And so all of those actions toward spouse, toward children, toward family, should be done willingly and done cheerfully. Out of charity. So as we look at our lives, what a great opportunity for us to really look at our disposition. Because remember what our Lord told us about God, said he lets his rain fall on the good and the bad. He lets the sun shine on the good and the evil, the just and the unjust. And he said, if we're going to be children of our Heavenly Father, we have to have that same disposition. So that's what we want to keep working toward, to do everything out of charity. That is, of course, the two great commands, love God and love neighbor. So we may again be at that point where we're doing what we're supposed to. So now let's look a little deeper. Are we doing it with the disposition that we're supposed to have? So is it not only done willfully, is it done cheerfully? Is it done out of true charity for the others? Or is it done simply because it's my duty and I have to do it and I really don't want to, but I guess I don't have a choice? That's not charity then. So even if we're doing the right thing, are we doing it with the right disposition? Great thing for all of us to look at. What a beautiful examination of conscience for us, to be able to make sure we're not only doing things willingly, we're doing them charitably, and we're doing them cheerfully. That's what the Christian life is supposed to be, a life of charity, a joyful life, because it's charity. That's what St. Paul is asking of the Corinthians. By extension, it's exactly what he's asking from us.